Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a low CPU old school jungle and DNB intro in Ableton Live 12 that feels DJ friendly, gritty, and ready to launch a bigger drop. The main idea here is simple. Don't make the intro busy, make it useful. We want enough breakbeat energy, bass tension, and atmosphere to establish the vibe fast, but we also want to keep the session lean so your computer can keep up while you keep writing. For jungle and old school DNB, the intro is not dead space. It's part of the groove architecture. It tells the listener what kind of world they're entering. So our job is to create a 16-bar intro that starts sparse, gains motion, and opens up naturally without chewing through CPU. Let's set up the session first. Keep the tempo in the 170 to 174 BPM range for that classic pressure. Create a few focused tracks, one for the breakbeat audio, one for a kick layer if you need it, one for snare or clap support, one MIDI bass track, one atmosphere or texture track, and a couple of return tracks for delay and reverb. That's it. Keep the master simple too. A utility for mono checks and a limiter just for safety is plenty at this stage. The reason we start lean is because DNB arrangements can get detail heavy very quickly. If you load up too many devices before the idea is solid, you'll spend more time managing CPU than making music. So think in energy lanes, not layers. Each sound should have a job. Break groove, low-end hint, ambience, or transition. Now grab one solid break. For old school jungle, you want something with character, swing, and crisp transients. An Amen style loop, a Think style break, or any Dusty Live break with personality will work. Drag it into an audio track and set warp mode to beats. Keep the groove punchy, and only use more CPU heavy stretching if you really need it. Then slice the break manually where the hits matter. Don't be afraid to use a little clip editing here. In jungle, the feel often comes from how the break is chopped, not from piling on processing. Build a 2-bar or 4-bar phrase from that one break. Keep the main snare strong, leave some ghost notes in place, and repeat with slight variation rather than making every loop identical. That tiny variation is what makes the groove feel alive. On the break channel, a little drum boss can add attitude. Drive in the moderate range, maybe 5 to 15%. With boom low or off for the intro. A gentle EQ8 high pass around 30 to 40 Hz can clean up rumble, and a little saturator with soft clip can help the break cut through without needing heavy compression. The key here is restraint. Don't overprocess the break. If it starts sounding too polished or too modern, pull it back. For this style, movement and attitude matter more than perfection. Now shape the intro itself. The first 4 bars should feel filtered and spacious, not full power. Let the break imply the groove instead of blasting it. From bars 5 to 8, bring in a few more ghost hits or hat slices. From bars 9 to 12, add a little more motion, maybe a small fill or pickup every 4 bars. Then bars 13 to 16 should open up with some tension, like a snare roll, a break stutter, or a lift into the drop. You're essentially building a tension ladder. One really useful old-school trick is to mute the first kick of a phrase every now and then. That tiny gap makes the groove lean forward. It creates anticipation without needing extra sounds. Another good move is to duplicate the break and make a stripped version with only hats and top-end transients. Use that version early in the intro and save the full break for later. That keeps the arrangement lighter and makes the full section feel bigger when it arrives. Next, let's add the bass hint. In an intro like this, you do not need a full bass line yet. You just need a tease. A great low CPU approach is to use Operator for a clean sine sub and Wave Eatable for a simple restyle mid layer. Keep the sub mono with utility. Make it short and intentional, not constantly sustained unless the arrangement really wants that. Then use the Reese layer as a suggestion of the future bass line, not the main event. On the Reese, high pass it so the low end stays out of the stereo field. A cutoff somewhere above 90 to 140 Hz is often a good starting point, though it depends on the patch. Keep the sub clean and centered, and let the Reese sit above it with some filter movement. Small detune, low to moderate resonance, and gentle motion from an LFO or filter automation will do the trick. The goal is menace, not wash. A nice phrasing idea is to start with a simple two note call and response in bars 5 to 8, then switch to a single sustained note with rhythmic cutoff movement in bars 9 to 12. That way the bass feels like it's waking up, not arriving all at once. This is one of the classic jungle moves. The bass line is implied early, then fully revealed later. That restraint gives the drop more power. Now let's talk low-end discipline, because this is where a lot of DNB intros get messy. Keep the sub mono, keep the Reese or mid-bass high-passed, and don't let the bass hit on every drum transient in the intro. Leave tiny gaps so the groove breathes. If the intro collapses in mono, simplify the stereo layer first. Use utility to check width regularly. In jungle, if the low end is too wide or too busy too early, the whole thing loses impact. Atmosphere is the next layer, and this is where you can add depth without hammering the CPU. Use a field recording, final texture, room tone, metallic noise, or a single ambient one shot. Then shape it with auto filter for motion. Add echo for dub space, and reverb only if it's controlled. The atmosphere should start darker and narrower, then slowly open as the intro progresses. Think of it as the room coming into view behind the drums. Return tracks are your friend here. Instead of placing delay and reverb on multiple channels, create one return for short room or dub space, and another for a longer delay tail. That saves CPU because multiple sounds can share the same effect chain. Keep the returns filtered and dark, so the tails sit behind the groove instead of clouding it up. Then automate send levels only when needed, like on a snare ghost, a break fill, or a transition hit. This is also where you can get a lot of movement for almost no extra cost. A simple sound can feel expensive if the cutoff, send amount, or stereo width changes over time. That's the magic. Automation does a lot of the heavy lifting in DNB. A small opening in the filter over 8 or 16 bars can make the whole intro feel like it's breathing. A good practical structure for a 16-bar intro is this. Bars 1 to 4 are mostly filtered drums and atmosphere, with the bass barely implied. Bars 5 to 8 bring in a tiny bass hint and a little more break motion. Bars 9 to 12 increase the rhythmic tension with a fuller break variation and a stronger bass tease. Bars 13 to 16 should feel like pre-drop pressure, with a fill, a snare roll, a break stutter, or a reverse hit leading into the drop. Keep it DJ readable too. If someone is mixing this in, they need to feel the 8-bar and 16-bar logic clearly. That means leaving enough space early on so the intro can blend with another tune. Don't crowd the first 8 bars with full-spectrum hits. In old-school jungle, the intro should feel like a tool as much as an artistic statement. If you want extra grit without extra processing, resample smart moments. Solo the break, atmosphere, and bass tease, record them to a new audio track, and then use that bounced audio as a new layer. This is a huge workflow win. You can print a 1-bar fill, a reverse texture swell, or a gritty transition hit, then disable the original source if you don't need it live anymore. That's the classic print then prune workflow. It keeps your session responsive and preserves the vibe you already found. Before you move on, do a quick mix check. Listen in mono. Check that the kick and snare still speak through the break. Make sure the sub is present but not overpowering. Watch for harshness in the top of the break or the FX, especially around the 3 to 6 kHz area. And don't chase loudness yet. Keep headroom healthy. In this style, arrangement fixes usually beat aggressive mix fixes. A few common mistakes to avoid: starting too full, overprocessing the break, making the low-end stereo, drowning the drums in reverb, and forgetting that the intro needs to function as a mix-in point. If the intro is too busy, remove elements before adding more EQ or compression. The arrangement should do most of the work. Here's a quick challenge to finish the idea. Build two versions of the same intro. Version 1 is the bare-bones DJ intro. One break, one sub, one atmosphere, and no more than 2 return tracks. Version 2 is the tension edit, same source sounds, but use only automation, mutes, and resampled versions of the material. No new instruments. Then compare them on headphones, small speakers, and with a sub turned down. Ask yourself which version feels more mixable, which one has more forward motion, and which one leaves more room for the drop. If your intro already says jungle, already feels like it's moving, and still leaves space for the full track to explode later, you've nailed it. Keep it lean, keep it dark, let the automation breathe, and let the groove do the talking.